Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 46, A Horse of a Different Color. One of the pivotal breakthroughs for Stoke-on-Trent potteries during the mid-18th century was the addition of calcined flint to their earthenware clay bodies. The immediate effect was to whiten an otherwise buff or red-colored clay. But this small step opened up previously unimaginable vistas. Potters began thinking, hey, we could do anything. And they meant literally anything. They were no longer constrained by the materials at hand as they were. Mind-bending inventions tumbled one after another relating to how materials could be acquired and processed, how the pottery could be produced, and even how it could all be moved around the country and the globe. In just a few short decades, they went from digging clay in the backyard, plopping it on a homemade wheel, burning it in a little kiln, and walking around the district peddling it, to setting up factories for precise, mass-produced, molded, and machine-lathed forms, creating an entire supply chain of raw materials to feed the beast, and an international network of sales outlets. It might seem a ridiculous comparison to some, but it really wasn't much different than the progress in computerized gadgetry we've made today since the 1990s. We've traveled pretty far since then. And in the mid-1700s, Staffordshire's potters made a similar quantum leap. So, about that horse. It could just be another apocryphal legend, but like they say in the world of journalism, it's too good to check. Staffordshire potter Robert Atsbury, if you believe Josiah Wedgwood, or Joshua Heath, if you believe Simon Shaw, was on his way to London when the horse he was riding developed a sty in its eye. He stopped at a Dunstable Inn, or maybe it was in Banbury, where the hostler put some flint into a fire until it was red hot. He then easily ground it into a fine white powder and blew some of that powder into the horse's eye. The horse could now see the road, but Atsbury, or Heath, saw how white the flint became and how easily it was ground to a powder once heated. As soon as he returned home, he put some of this calcined flint into his clay body. Whiteware, and all that followed, was born. What can I say? We get our inspiration from all over. Thanks for listening, and until next time, remember that well-worn and perhaps a bit dusty old saw, even a blind hog finds an acorn once in a while.